With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. An annual exhibit exploring the meaning of home with high school immigrants opens tonight in Basalt. The 15 students are all recent immigrants from El Salvador. They're in Basalt High School teacher Leticia Guzman Ingram's English as a Second Language class. She translates for one, who explains that this was his first time making art.
Oh, Mateo wants to be an artist now.
No, me quema, Mateo va a arruinar la casa.
So he wants to stay living here and be an artist for the community.
The students are painting newspaper racks to be displayed around the town of Basalt, as well as self-portraits. The exhibit Home opens tonight at 5 at the Art Base. A grand jury has found two Colorado Springs police officers were justified when they shot and killed a black teenager during a foot chase in August. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
19-year-old Devon Bailey was shot three times in the back and once in the arm while running from police as they responded to a robbery call. Police say they found a gun in his shorts. Bailey's death was investigated by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Bailey's family repeatedly called for an independent investigation, as did Colorado Governor Jared Polis. The case was handed over to a local grand jury in October, but critics say it should have been handled by an outside jurisdiction. Mari Newman served as legal counsel for Bailey's family.
It's impossible for a community to have any faith in the integrity of a system when there's no independence, as we've seen here.
In a letter addressed to the community, Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey said the investigation followed state law. He said he trusts and supports the decision made by the grand jury. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
This morning, the road up to the Maroon Bells closed for the season. Before that, reporter Alex Hager went up to the iconic spot and caught a few people enjoying a day at the lake.
It is a chilly Wednesday morning up here at Maroon Bells, and I'm standing in the middle of Maroon Lake with about 3 or 4 inches of ice under my feet. There's a few brave souls out here with me testing out the ice on skates, a couple guys with hockey sticks, and a few people just skating around in circles. There's two photographers down at one end. Everyone's trying to catch a glimpse of the gorgeous sunlight just touching the tips of the bells with just a couple days left before the road up here closes for the winter.
One of the hockey players, Blake Greiner, had this farewell to another season at the Bells.
It's literally like skating in a cathedral. It's pretty wild. It's a temple out here.
You can see photos from that frosty morning on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. Aspen Words, along with NPR Books, has announced the 16 titles up for its annual literary prize, which recognizes a work of fiction that looks at a contemporary social issue. Previous winners include An American Marriage by Tayari Jones and Exit West by Mohsen Hamid. The winner will be announced in April. Aspen Words, along with Pickens County Library, will host a community-wide book club over the selection starting in the spring. You can find a complete list of the titles on the long list for this year's prize on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.